Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting second. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Coleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Ford. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Whitey Ford. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford fires to first and picks off Kaline. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Mantle reaches second base with a double. McDougald moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is walked intentionally. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin is called out on strikes. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to second. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Keene scores. Tuttle moves to third. Boone moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Yankees, 1. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridewesser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mantle strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heft moves to second. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mantle. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Heft scores. Keene moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene scores. Phillips moves to third. Kaline moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Kaline scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jim Bridewesser. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Bowling now playing second base. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott strikes out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Coleman goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 Tigers. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Coleman now pitching. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 2 in the game. Heft bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Keene reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Kennedy bunts towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Boone moves to second. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it and has Boone trapped. There's the throw to Coleman, who throws back over to McDougald, who tags Boone for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 2 in the game. Heft is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 2 in the game. Serve is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Larson pinch hits for Rip Coleman. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Larson reaches second base with a double. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Turley now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips bunts towards first. Scourin fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Martin covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mantle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McDougald moves to second. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scourin hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. McDougald moves to third. Mantle moves to second. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-3 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Gerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Bob Turley. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Martin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.